need to know.
Have two men.
Oh, very funny.
Ooh, I'm all there with me cough drops. Hey, what did the gas meter say to the shilling?
I don't know what.
I'm glad you dropped him, Bob. I was just going out.
Never mind that. Now listen. Why were you in trouble with your science master?
Oh, yeah. Daft old Mr. Grimes. He's hopeless at science, him.
Hopeless? He holds the highest scientific degree one can get. He's a bachelor.
Well, somebody ought to tell his wife. He thinks he's her husband.
Look, just tell me what all the trouble was about.
Well, I was only trying to do an experiment. Hey, you should know this. If you mix sodium chloride with amyl acetate, what do you get?
I've no idea. What do you get?
A horrible stink and six of the cane.
Ah, you're very clever, aren't you?
Oh, not as clever as Robinson Crusoe.
No? And what did he do that was clever?
He invented the 40-hour week.
Robinson Crusoe invented the 40-hour week?
Yeah, it says so in the poem. Listen. Robinson Crusoe, so to speak, invented the 40-hour week. He lived on an island, neat and tidy, and all his work was done by Friday.
Very, very funny. Now we come to the homework that you did for me. The answers are all wrong.
Oh, no, the answers are perfect, sir. It's the questions that are all wrong.
Now, don't be rude. Now listen to this.
Yes?
Who was the first man on Earth?
Hoss.
Hoss? It was Adam.
Oh, yes, Adam. Yes. I knew it was one of the Cartwrights.
All right. Question two. Who holds the world record for the high jump?
A nudist who sat on a block of ice.
And this one. What is the correct way to address the Prime Minister? What's your answer?
Well, I'll ask him the next time I run his errands. I'll bring him an ounce of thick twist for his pipe and a bag of crisps for Big Jim next door.
All right, that'll do. There's another thing you've got to stop doing. Pretending you know famous people. The other day you said to me you knew Bobby Charlton personally. Is that true?
Well, not exactly personally.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I know the lad whose dad is the electrician who mended the iron that the woman uses to iron Bobby Charlton's football knickers. Ask me another.
Oh, shut up, boy, shut up. You're hopeless with your studies. And to think you had the audacity to ask me to put you in our team for top of the form.
Oh, yeah, top of the form on the telly. Ooh, the lads in the team get a free holiday in France, don't they?
Yes, that's the only reason why you want to get in the team. I know you.
Have you picked the team yet, sir?
No, not yet. But you'll have to improve a great deal before I pick you. Now, you stay here while I go and find Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, yeah, Geoffrey Wheeler. When our school are on the telly, he'll be our quizmaster, won't he?
That's right. I want to arrange the program with him. Now, you stay here till I come back.
All right. Ta-ra, Mr. Windsor. Hey, that's a thought. If I got on the team and answered all the questions right, I'd be the talk of our school and get a free holiday. So if this Geoffrey Wheeler has the answers already, perhaps I could, No, Jim, no, that'd be dishonest. I wonder what sort of bloke he is. With a name like Geoffrey, I'll bet he's terribly, terribly posh.
Excuse me, Sonny, I'm looking for someone here.
Oh, are you? Well, what name is it?
Wheeler. Geoffrey Wheeler.
Oh, well, he's not here. Have you tried the House of Lords?
No, look, I'd better explain. I am...
I know, I heard you the first time. You're looking for the clever and brilliant Geoffrey Wheeler.
No, you've got it all wrong.
You mean he isn't clever and brilliant? You do surprise me. Whenever I see him, he always seems to have all his glass alleys with him.
What do you mean? Do you know Geoffrey Wheeler, then?
No, he used to chew bread for our ducks.